This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. It's been 10 years since major floods devastated the Northern Front Range. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on how the region is commemorating the disaster.
The 2013 floods caused billions of dollars in damage and killed 9 Coloradans. In Jamestown, west of Boulder, residents say roads and bridges are back and better designed these days, and they're more resilient as a community. Rainbow Schultz is the owner of a local cafe.
We've now gone through flood, fire, and pandemic, so we feel solid in a way to be able to take on whatever's coming our way.
Larimer County's hosting a commemorative event. Boulder and Longmont will also have photo exhibits, concerts, and speaker sessions scheduled through September 16th. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The CU Buffs football team holds their much-anticipated home opener this morning. Today marks the centennial year for their stadium and Coach Deion Sanders' first game in Boulder. Rick George is the CU Athletic Director.
It'll be our 100th year at Folsom Field, and it's fitting that we introduce the Coach Prime era at that first game at home. So we're excited about that. I think it kind of all fits together nicely, and you know, we'll have a lot of celebrations this fall.
Kickoff is at 10 a.m. against longtime rival Nebraska. And Robert Rodriguez of Denver has been elected by Democrats as the new state Senate majority leader. He'll be the number 2 Democrat after the Senate president. The majority leader decides on committee appointments. This is CPR News and KRCC.